From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Officials from Russia and Ukraine signed a deal Friday to reopen grain exports for Ukraine's Black Sea ports. Reuters says UN officials expect the agreement will be fully operational in a few weeks and restore shipments to pre-war levels of 5 million tons per month. The deal will allow Ukraine to export the 22 billion tons of grain and other ag products that have been stuck in the Black Sea ports due to Russia's invasion. The USDA announced an increase in funding to help schools continue to serve healthy meals this coming school year and provided financial relief for schools and child care providers. The reimbursement schools will get for each meal served will increase by 68 cents per free or reduced price lunch and 32 cents per free or reduced price breakfast. The increase supports school and child care providers dealing with rising food costs. And consumer advocates claim that John Deere may be violating the Clean Air Act by limiting repairs on the emission control systems of its machines. Deere says they restrict access to the emissions control systems because farmers could delete the software, which they say is also a violation of the Clean Air Act. Deere says when emission systems break down, farmers might view deletion as an easier option. Deere is named in 17 class action lawsuits. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.